You're listening to SBS News.
From the Middle East to Australian mailboxes, the AFP is warning of unscrupulous criminal syndicates preying on some of Australia's most vulnerable communities. Commander Todd Hunter from the Australian Federal Police.
They don't really care who they hurt along the way, and they will continue to look at new ways to exploit people.
The schemes increasingly target unsuspecting Iranian expats who are being recruited on social media by distant relatives or total strangers as couriers. Their job, to receive and store international packages, which they're told include items like car polish, picture frames or decorative stones. Todd Hunter from the AFP says what's actually being imported from Iran, Turkey and the United Arab Emirates is methamphetamine.
And it's the old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, then it usually is.
Traffickers are exploiting cultural obligations and adapting in the pandemic, with at least half a dozen cases of unknowing drug mules in the past 18 months out of Melbourne alone. Todd Hunter again.
In many cases, they're seen as being the lucky ones coming to Australia. And so people in the Middle East are trying to leverage off them.
It makes sense. I mean, they are desperate, and that's what desperation does.
That's Kaveh Akbari, an Iranian community advocate who came to Australia as a refugee more than 20 years ago. He says at times dire living situations for new arrivals can make them susceptible to such abuse.
That in itself creates an environment and creates an opportunity for people to take advantage, to exploit this.
Peter Dukas from the New South Wales Ethnic Communities Council says this is not a new problem.
Unfortunately, this is not uncommon. It's been happening for many years.
He believes local leaders are crucial to the solution.
It's proof of the importance of community organisations, because the most vulnerable members of our community and the most vulnerable members of ethnic communities look to their own communities for guidance.
While the AFP is calling for vigilance to help identify and stamp out such criminal activity, community leaders say the federal government also has an important role to play. Kaveh Akbari says they want better work and study opportunities for people in uncertain visa situations to ensure they don't fall victim to the scams out of financial desperation.
Allowing them to live in community and with others, allowing them to get involved in community so they can actually support themselves, they're encouraged to support themselves.
The AFP says that drug importation carries a maximum punishment of life in prison. Alan Lee, SBS News.